Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Hey, 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 it's Wednesday and we're on the Gypsy Wagon Hour.
Ha! Awesome.
Yeah, I thought I'd freestyle, getting some energy back, and because it's spring, I hope everyone's feeling the spring love.
I'm feeling it.
Good.
I'm feeling it.
Good. I'm feeling it, feeling it. Yeah, so I love to meditate. It's one of my favorite parts with everybody. So if you've just joined us, come on in to a relaxing position, as relaxed as you can get. And let's do a body, mind, spirit check-in. You can either close your eyes or you can kind of droop them and just kind of stare at one thing, zone out, whichever you prefer. There is no right or wrong. That's the greatest thing. So go ahead and let's start with contacting our breath. So I know that, you know, as our culture is really abrasive and our lives can be abrasive. So just check in and notice if there's any restriction. And maybe softly breathe into those places where the breath might not be flowing as with as much ease and grace as you would like. Think those spots that tensed up to keep you safe, and then see if with your next exhale you can deepen into the presence of your lungs, your breath. And we're going to take a moment to feel that life force energy. When we bring our presence into our breath, into our lungs, and really understand that we're not the ones that are making our lungs breathe, that is a force greater than us that we can't control, this beautiful, supportive, universal energy that flows through us, and really sink into that support. That support that you're not doing it, you don't have to do it all, that there's this bigger loving force moving through you. And see how that might change your breath. Notice if you can feel your feet making contact with the ground or the couch. Notice if your tailbone is making contact with the chair or the floor. Maybe your head. Sometimes in our daily lives, we get so busy. When we check in, we can't really feel these things, and that's okay. That's just information that there's an invitation to get a little deeper and a little present, and mostly to feel the support around you, to feel the support of the ground that you did not create, and you don't have to change or control it. It's just there to hold you up, the solid presence that you can really, with your next exhale, sink into. Sink into that chair, couch, ground, floor. Just really let it hold you for a moment. It's that universal life force presence beats your heart. Brings air into your lungs, and your glorious blood distributes this life force energy, air and blood, effortlessly, rhythmically throughout your whole body. Your cells are being so supported right now. Nice deep breaths. Starting to normalize, starting to get into the sync of the rhythms all around you, sinking in with Mother Earth, And then we, in our state right now, just kind of gently look up. You can look up with your eyes closed and envision the sun, this beautiful sun. Even if the sun's not out today where you live, just really envision Father Sun, Father Sky. Notice that glorious golden shade of pure life force energy. That sun gives the energy for the plants to grow. It feeds us, our cells, serotonin, vitamin D, all these things we need to live. And then let your breath and that sun come together and start to effortlessly bring more and more life force energy and support into your body. Maybe your body even starts to glow a little bit with this solar energy. Maybe it's illuminating some shadow, some darker spots that kind of closed off for the winter and went to sleep. Maybe the sun can, and this golden light can come in and shine and warm up the cold and the dark places that need rest during winter. Perhaps they're reactivating these spots. And we're going to anchor it in by envisioning our feet on the bare earth. Perhaps you are outdoors on the bare earth. If you're not, just envision that warm sensation of grass or sand, whatever comes to mind first. And all those electrodes that you were born with on the bottom of your feet to connect to Mother Earth, let's let her recharge you now, nurture you, send you minerals. Again, balancing out the rhythms and cycles in your body, reducing your inflammation, and any bit of stress that might be happening right now is just pouring out of your body into the earth, pouring out through the bottoms of your feet. She takes this to recycle it. She's been waiting for you to come to her and bring to her all that's no longer serving you. Any fears, anxieties, discomforts, any mental loops or stories in your head that you don't even know are true, you know that they're causing you anxiety and worry. Take a deep inhale and let it slide down your torso, legs, out the bottom of your feet. Bye-bye. And as she takes those last drops of the Maya, of the illusion, of the things that are no longer serving you, she starts to bubble up with this pink, warm, nourishing energy. And it comes up through all the crusts, all the different layers of the earth, and comes into your feet. And now she's filling your body with a pink, pure, nurturing, soft, gentle, unconditional love. Coming up through your legs, into your hips, to your belly, your intestines, your stomach, your spleen, your liver, your heart, your lungs, your throat, your face, your lips, your nose, your forehead, all the way through each precious strand of your hair, pink, innocent, pure, true. And if you want to seal it all in, maybe give yourself a hug. If you're not in public and too embarrassed, you can just put an arm around you, maybe pat yourself on the back and really thank yourself for showing up. I mean, gosh, if you're listening to this, you really show up for yourself. You really care to know more about who you are and why you're here, and you're really craving community and self-care. It's so beautiful. So thank yourself. That's huge. And living in a culture where we're taught to deny our wants and needs and dreams and sacrifice and martyr for others, you are being an advocate for what I personally love to stand for, self-care. If you love yourself, you will naturally love the world. So it's not about changing the world as much as changing yourself, because then, boop, you did your part. World's changing. Perfect. So that feels good.
Yeah.
When you're ready, you can open up your eyes and notice how deeper you can breathe. And I absolutely love it when Mother Earth sends that pink energy up, when she allows that. She really has that at all times. Every time I've ever done a group meditation and she's popped in, she really loves giving this pink. It's like a pink. I don't know how it appeared to you guys. It's like a pink I've never seen before. It's just so gentle but so powerful. So let's do a quick check-in. How are you today, Iggy?
I'm doing pretty good. I had a fun time at the drum circle. You were there, and we hung out and danced a little bit and drummed and knocking off that rust from winter, you know, getting ready. And
that's what
it was funny before you got, I don't know if you were there, but there was a group. There was a group who was doing a laughing yoga. They were there. I think you just missed them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were dancing and they
I
had their shirts.
I missed them.
It was so amazing. We were all laughing and crying, and it was just something we really needed. It was amazing. You just never know what's going to happen in that circle sometimes.
I'm so grateful that you guys opened that space for these drum circles. If you're in the Columbus area, the drum circles that Iggy and his friends host, they are absolutely a joyous time. I did get to talk to the group. They were all in red shirts, and they have I think it's called the Art. I'll even give them a shout out. Artofliving.com or .org. Art of Living, and they have free. If you check them out, they have 2 times a week. They do different breathing practices, which, I mean, I told them I would come check out either probably on a Thursday night. I think it's 6:30 because I absolutely know the power, or beginning to be curious and know the power of breathing, because I'm noticing how restricted it becomes during the day with so much to do, so many places to go. And even when I sit and meditate, it's restrictive. And I'm like, I would love to come check out your special different breaths, whatever it's doing, you're doing, it's working. They look happy.
Yeah. You know, when I talked to them, some of the guys said, well, I'm really shy, and this is something new for me, and I wanted to just try something different, and so I took this class. And then they ran into us. So it was pretty cool.
That was very serendipity.
Yeah.
What's that?
They didn't look shy to me.
They did not look shy.
Well, you went to my class. You went to my laughing class, I think, 1 year, I believe, several years ago.
Yes.
We ran the course of emotions and stuff. So that was nice to see that. I was like, that's pretty cool. You know, spirit has a way of reminding you about things sometimes. I was like, okay, awesome.
If it wasn't for your message of play and dance and your reminder of laughter, I mean, you are the reminder of that for me, because and so many in this community, I swear. There's something, I think you said one time, you know, or you posted something one time on Facebook about, you know, if you're depressed, if you're sad, if you're lonely, perhaps you've forgotten to sing and dance. Sing, dance,
that's
drum.
Right.
I'm like, oh, yeah. And that stuck with me, you know, in the times that I feel down. It's not about not wanting to be inauthentic or jump out of it, because, you know, I'm all about being real with where you're at. But there are times where there's no story. You're like, why am I actually sad? And then I remember that, and I come in my little spirit room or light a fire outside or go dancing. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, dance and sing. Dance
yeah, sometimes
and sing.
You have to remind me, too. Sometimes you remind me to dance and sing, too. I went to your event when you were sick. You know, I went to your event, and that was a lot of fun, too. It was kind of different because – you know, I wasn't sure of the protocol and how you do things. So, and I think a lot of people didn't come because they thought you may have, like, canceled it because you were sick. And I think that's what Amber and I thought, you know, we're thinking. But so whoever did show up, they eventually came in. And we kind of did, we were supposed to do a ceremony for you for the event, and then, but we didn't do it like right away because the DJ wasn't there. But she went to go get a patch cord for her turntable and stuff. Did I miss the ceremony? I said, no, we haven't really done anything yet because really there isn't anybody here yet at the moment. But then we actually did a ceremony within the dancing. Amber and I got people up to dance, and Ingrid was there too. We got everybody up, got them dancing. So we actually were doing like a ceremonial, indoctrination while we're doing the dance. Everybody was involved in it. It wasn't like just me going blah blah blah. Look at me, it was
right.
It was everybody. Everybody was encompassed and everybody was involved. So that was really cool, and they had fun.
That's the thing. I want everyone, for those that don't know, at Brothers Drake Meadery, the third Thursday of the month, Shakti, which is the chaotic life force energy, very similar to the one we were doing in the meditation. It is like this event that started, so that, and it's life force of its own. Like, I'm not controlling it or scheduling it. Like Iggy said, I'm pretty sure that it's just this experience that wanted to be experienced, and it's like whoever can hold space for me. But it mixes ceremony, dance, guest DJs, people that are really wanting to share, music that gets in touch with your spirit, basically, mm-hmm. and movement and fun and play. Like, it has it all in there. It's not a serious, it's not like, a lot of times you go to ceremonies and it's like really serious. And we really need some people to come. We're going to try it one more month. I mean, the first time we had a good show up, and I know this month I was sick, and this month we're going to have, of April, we're going to have one of the musicians from Tengari, who is one of the musicians at Rootwire. And he's going to DJ, so it's going to be super sweet. And I never know what we might do the ceremony during it, we might do it before, but
right.
Hope you guys can make it, and hopefully I'll be super, super healthy.
yeah. It was a fun time. It was actually a lot more fun than I thought.
Oh,
but of course, everybody's looking for their Don. Where's my Don? Where's Don? Because,
cute. That's cute.
It's something
to
create.
I was dying.
Alone.
No, my mom, I took a walk with my mom today, and she said, I literally was so worried about you. I mean, we both got the flu at the same time. It was partly an initiation, just a death, which I wanted to talk about. I always meditate before the show just to get some messages. And I went, oh, I haven't heard about this in a long time. But Spirit was showing me that we're turning into, our cells are turning more light. So the density, part of the reason why time is going so quickly, or appears to be, is because we're actually vibrating at a higher frequency. And it's freaking uncomfortable sometimes. I mean, I'm supposed to share this with people because many of you might be feeling, I mean, there's a lot of illnesses all of a sudden going around, a lot of illness, which is part of the turn of the seasons, but this is a great purging because we're being asked, as we're having this unveiling of truths, and as all this stuff is purging out, politically and personally, and all this stuff is happening. These illnesses help us clear, basically, and it's because we're our cells are turning more into light bodies. I don't know. I wasn't given the information if we're going to turn into pure light beings anytime soon. I hope to God not, because it's such a intense process. I mean, your body, some things that you can kind of, even if you don't get an illness, to clear out, you can do a spring cleanse. Your local health food store, apothecary, will have like a tincture or a drink, or there's so many different types of cleansing. And then the earthing's imperative. And Spirit shared with me that you don't actually always have, if you can't get out into the bare earth, like if you live in a place where it's all concrete, or if you are in the hospital, or sick yourself, whatever it may be, if you can't get into the earth, she can meet you. She can come to you, that through visualization, you can still get the exact same benefits. So, which I found very intriguing, you know, I would have assumed you actually need to physically put your foot on the earth, but she said, I can come to you. I can meet you halfway. That's what a loving mother does. And same with the sun. So the sun is going to help charge. I mean, there's a lot of like lethargy and big bursts of energy and then kind of dipping into, you know, a bit of exhaustion. What that is a lot of people are still doing more of the heavier, you know, before light bodies, we have these really heavy, dense bodies. And the heavy, dense bodies, we actually utilize a lot of our own energy. So when it comes to the light body, we absolutely can't do that anymore. We're more dependent upon just the meditation at the beginning, the frequency of the air, high vibrational foods, and outside sources to maintain this energy. It's particularly like we're always going to be individuals, but we're leaving this like idea that we're super, super separate trying to pull our own energy and stories from ourselves, and instead understanding our connectivity again, if that makes sense. Is any of this resonating with you?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. The first thing that came to my mind, I was thinking I'd be lighter, a lot thinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's just popped in my head. I was like, okay. And I'll be a lot more flexible and able to do things that I probably wasn't able to do with the physical body. But you said, I like this body, though. I like this body, even though, you know, I could probably do a little tune-up on it. But I there's an aspect of it that I don't know if the spiritual plane can feel, you know, that experience. Because, you know, you hear that
for old, you mean?
Yeah. You know how that old saying, it's a spiritual spirit living a physical incarnation, you know, because it has to have, you know, that physicality in order to understand what it is to be human. I have nothing wrong with being a light being. I am a light being within a body. But yeah, I find that really interesting. I also like the comment you said about, you know, Mother Earth connecting with you. You don't necessarily have to be outside. I mean, we're kind of sitting on her all the time, really, if you think about it. Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah. I'll meet you halfway.
I know. She's so sweet. I'll meet you halfway. The light body is like, I can't wait to investigate this more. I just started getting information about it right before the show. And I'm like, I mean, I've heard of this light body thing before, but when I get visuals, it's kind of hard to explain when my guides show me what's actually happening in our body, which is really soothing to me going through so many illnesses and doing so many things. I mean, my God, I'm going to talk about self-care health queen. I mean, I do all this stuff and I think I should feel like a freaking 16-year-old. I'm like, I don't understand why I feel like I'm 80 years old. And I actually went to, there's a acupuncturist in town in Worthington named Master Chen. And I saw him when years ago, and it was quite an epic experience actually. And so I saw him yesterday and he's like, you're eating too healthy. And I'm like, what? He's like, every food, you know, all these raw foods and all this tofu and all this chicken is cold. It's cold energy. And so my body had turned really, really cool. And it wasn't like it had no fire left and therefore I had no energy.
Wow.
But isn't that, I've never been told I've ate too healthy. I had to laugh. We're living in such a paradigm of polarity right now. You know, it can be easy to go into the all or nothing thinking.
Sure.
So I'm finding that through the lightening of my cells, I'm finding this expansion of views on situations, people, and things. So not only about myself, but about other things too, where maybe I would, you know, have a situation, I go, that's bad. And that person, you know, is sick or something. I'm now saying, okay, so this is how I feel about this situation. This part I don't like, but I could see where I could be growing. Like, there's an there's a huge expansion of consciousness happening. I know it's so funny because everybody was talking about it from 2010 to, you know, 2015, 16. Well, it's and there was shit happening, but it's happening now. I don't know about you, but I feel like a totally different human being than last year. Like, I'm not even hardly the same person.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. Because, you know, I was sick too, you know, for quite some time. You know, some people say it's ascension sickness or you know, you're going through that change in your body. But I was thinking the other day, and, you know, Aster posted something today I saw on his page about the floods in Peru and Australia and the different things like that.
Oh,
and
the first thing
that came to mind was, boom, I couldn't breathe last year. I had some really serious congestion problems. I was like, feel like I was drowning. I feel like I was in water. And, you know, sometimes I don't listen to myself. I don't listen to the story that's going on. You know, we're more connected than we think. So sometimes the illness that portrays and goes into our body is actually a message from spirit about something that's going to, an event that's going to happen. I mean, that's how I used to think about things. And I'm thinking, wow, that was about the floods. That's about the floods in my country where my people are from. You know, people were gasping for air and breathing. And now it's gone. I don't have it anymore. It's completely gone. But I had that for almost a year. And, you know, and that flood lasted 3 months. That flood, January, February, March, it was raining and flooding and taking little towns, and people have been washed away. And you know,
oh my gosh,
it's just bizarre when you start to break it down, you start to think about it. Yeah, I'm a lot different from where I was, you know, just 5 minutes ago. But I opened up my journals, you know, the other day because I did a whole show on journaling. And I was surprised. I was really shocked, and I was really, you know, amazed to the things that I wrote and where I am now compared to there, or where I was there, where I'm not now. It was kind of neat.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. The expansion of it's not that we're different people, but how connected we are. I'm hearing you say that, and how much you've grown. Oh my gosh! And I don't know about you, but the stories have stopped. Like, I don't even try to think or figure out, you know, who am I or what is the world or where is it going. Now I'm just like, anything could happen at any time.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
It's an ego release. Not that I don't have a heck ton of ego left. Hopefully that's what keeps us alive and safe.
Insane.
But there's definitely been, it was really cute. Master Chen, at the end, we didn't talk a lot, but he goes, "You have an old mind and a young body." And I was like, whoa. I mean, I didn't even talk to him. He just saw it. And I was like, thank you. That's how I feel. Actually, what I said to him was, I feel like I'm 90, Master Chen, 90 years old. I really
That's interesting.
Do. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't look 90.
It's starting to lighten. Oh, what's that?
I said, you don't look 90. You're one good looking 90 year old. My God, look at you.
Oh, I hope so. Excuse me. Oh, okay. Whew. Yeah, the lungs clearing out. Without modern medicine, though, I want to give a prop to modern medicine, which normally I'm like, oh, plants can do that. I would still be sick. I mean, I would have been sick for probably a couple months without the medicines that they gave me. So, but I got right back, you know, to life, and I'm really grateful for that. So,
sure. And you know, it's from the earth, man. It is from the earth. Modern medicine's from the earth. You know, it's sometimes it's synthesized and changed, but you know what? It's still from the earth. And you know, you're giving thanks and props to it. You know, that's awesome because she works through that sometimes. And, you know, I was like that too. I used to be like, you know, but everything has its place, Don. I think everything has its, you know, a moment, you know, where you need certain things to help you. I personally probably wouldn't be alive if I was born in the 1600s, you know, today, if it wasn't for modern medicine, you know, surgery.
That's
what we
were saying last night. I would be dead. Jay would be dead. Michael would be dead. Everyone that lives in this house would be dead right now without modern medicine. Kid you not, without antibiotics or when Shay had asthma back in those, I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? poor soul. No wonder the world's overpopulated, but I'm glad. Because I would be dead. That tooth would have took me out a couple years ago. But it came back from Peru, boom, dead.
Boom. It's crazy like that. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll bring you back on, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com. You are listening to The Gypsy Wagon with your host, Don Thompson.
Put on your party shoes. We're going to party.
We're back
to party. I want to, I pulled a couple cards for the month read. Whoop, whoop.
Okay.
And just a couple, because I know people like to get readings, or maybe there's someone getting readings. So, but the overall reading, in case you don't get in for a reading, or the collective, these are collective themes. So I always like to do a need and a feeling. So there is, this is kind of sad. There's this collective feeling of hurt, H-U-R-T. So that's the card that I pulled. And, you know, that hurt, that betrayal is part of a longing for, as we shift more into these new frequencies, these upgrades, this new body, we will find at times that we have deepened needs. So not only do we like need more minerals or maybe more, you know, there'll be different things that we need. And one of them is connection. So the reason why I bring up the connection piece, which is like, it could be connection with earth, it could be connection with animal, but there's a lot of just human connection. We've been, you know, we're at the epitome of disconnect in our culture through you know, people having their phones and the addiction to the actual phone is getting to such a point where, you know, the physical contact isn't as prevalent and one-on-one. So that's a piece of it. But another piece is there's just a general, like, hurt. So I don't know if you guys recall or if anyone listened around right after the election when we did the show, the Gypsy Wagon Hour, you know, the feeling was shock. So shock is kind of the numbness, kind of the protection of holy shit, the veils have been lifted and, you know, and our egos, can't even bargain yet. And that's what happened afterwards is then egos came in with all the fights, all the, you know, this is bad and this is good and this is what we need to do and you're horrible and we're all going to die or whatever, you know,
right.
That's when the ego came in. So a lot of anger. Well, now, what a blessing this card is. We've softened into hurt. So hurt, and a lot of it is showing up through friendships, romance, family, coworkers. So different situations in your personal life, because you can't really deal. I mean, there's nothing you can do to control the bigger picture of being hurt. Like, oh, I'm hurt that, you know, so-and-so passed this bill or something. Okay, well, yes, but what you can really, you have more control and power in your world over, you know, how you're going to deal with a coworker when that hurt comes up. So when the personal story comes up, white buffalo calf woman came in. So I pulled one ascended MasterCard and she's holding out this peace pipe and she's got that solar energy. She's connecting to the earth and the solar is pouring on her. So that's a big piece. And she's got her peace pipe, and she's, let me just ask her real quick if she has any more messages on how to bring about peace. Okay, so the first thing that she's saying is, you know, when these hurt feelings come up, physically what you can do is like sea salt baths, Epsom salt baths, but there's a lot about neutralizing the pH. So getting all the elements in your body balanced, the masculine, the feminine, earth, air, wind, you know, especially fire, earth, and water. We're in spring, is the season of water. We've been talking about water. So spring, you know, you might want to add some elements, not only honor the water and get in the water, but also balance it out with a little fire and a little earth. What else? She's saying she really wants you to start showing up more vulnerable and more powerful, is what she's saying. So vulnerability means less drama. So like, instead of getting into a dramatic story, again, going in and checking like, okay, so this, you know, say it's a big situation at work and maybe, you know, some gossip or whatever the drama is, taking a step back from your family or your work or your friendship drama, because drama is a drug. It can be very addicting, you know, and we're wanting you to become more present and less disassociated, is what, you know, she's saying. And then animals are coming in. There's, you know, as our bodies are turning into light bodies, so are the animals. So, you know, they need your love and support, and they also want to offer support during this transition. Ultimately, the collective human need is for more autonomy and choice. So, which is interesting. I sent an email earlier and used the word autonomous. So there's this fear, right? As we expand.
I like you said that.
As we expand, our consciousness and our bodies kind of mutate and change a little bit too. We want to make sure we're still us. So, you know, I know earlier I said like, you know, I feel like a totally different person. That's not totally true. And then I believe Iggy said something about, you know, like I heard this part of you call out and say, I'll always be me. Like I won't, you know, totally dissolve into the collective. And
no, I won't.
Not verbatim what you said. What?
No, I won't go.
I am Iggy. But the choice part is the connection to the autonomy. So, yes, you're going to, as long as you're in this flesh, as long as you're in this body, this round anyways, because you've been in tons of different bodies probably. But, you know, in this body, in this time period, you get to expand your choices. So say some issue comes up, and it's going to this month, you know, and it did last month where, you know, you feel powerless, you feel hurt, you feel angry. Well, first, sit with the anger and hurt. Be very direct and clear on some things that you need, you know, that are coming up. And then figure out alternative choices. And this will be with other people. There's no more. This is not winter. This is not the bear cave retreat time we were talking about earlier this year. This is the time when we start co-creating with others. So that is what White Buffalo Catwoman has to say. And she's, you know, reminding you that peace, again, I said this earlier, peace begins within you. Not from the outside in.
I like it.
I love this saying when it comes to choice, and I say this a lot. You know, a lot of times we think it's A or B. You know, I might with a coworker, you know, my fun coworker, I always talk about Yoon, who we're like night and day. We're totally different. And, you know, she thinks it's A and I think it's B. You know, we'll talk about something and she's like A. And I'm like, no, B. And so it's like, where can the C, the D, the E, the F choices come in? Because they're there, people. They exist. Your A is a tiny, minute fraction of what possibilities there are now. So don't hang on to your freaking A's, your one thought processes about anything, because it's really just you know, and there is a balance there. It is important. Your A is valid. And I know people are screaming to be validated. That's really what it is. People want to be seen and they want to be heard. It's huge.
Yeah. Very, very, very huge.
Are you experiencing that at all? Have you been experiencing kind of tension where you had to kind of, you had to figure stuff out with people in your life as of late?
People, I don't know, sometimes I feel like they're falling apart. I don't know, and I'm kind of witness to them falling apart. I'm finding ways to keep myself from not getting sucked into their drama and their little whirlwinds they create for themselves. And what I find is a lot of people don't know how to talk to themselves. That's one of the biggest things that I've observed, even with working with clients yesterday. It's what they say to themselves. It's very, it can be very landlocky, you know, keep you in a place where you don't really grow. You can't grow because you're believing something that's not necessarily true. There's aspects of you that believe it. That, and so I'm watching them going, could you repeat to that? Repeat that to me one more time? Okay, blah, blah. And they still don't even hear it. I said, well, what if you reframed it like this, you know? Oh, I never realized I was saying that. That's like the most common response. But it's, interesting. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that's a huge, huge observation on my part.
Expanding the things we say about ourselves. And I'm getting ready to open that. Or I'm opening that chapter as well. I just signed up for a course about the sacred inner alchemy, marriage within a person. So like marrying, you know, the yin, the yang, the masculine, feminine. But anyways, it was bringing up the stories that we say to ourselves, which is the work I started, or spirit started with me. My daughter was like in kindergarten. She went to get on the bus and she had a bunch of crusties all over her face. And I was like, get over here. I'm going to wipe that off before you get on the bus. And she went, no! And then she ran onto the bus. And for the first time, my inner witnesser, that eternal part of me, was able to hear the everyday voice, the one that talks nonstop, chatter, that was said, you're a freaking, well, it said, I mean, just the F word, you're a freaking horrible mom. That's what I heard in my head. And I went,
wow,
whoa, whose voice is that? Oh, my God, that's my inner critic. My inner critic is so mean to me and so mean to me. And if we think of that and how we have that voice and the part of us that that is addicted to drama, because guess what? When the drama ceases, that drama that you're talking about, the people have around you, when I detached from drama and stories, the suffering that's underneath that, there is an opiate, like addiction to drama. Like anytime I will start to like talk about something a little dramatically or, you know, a little gossipy, which I don't do very often, but I am human.
Sure.
There is this like high that comes with it. So I think, you know, that people get hooked into it because it's kind of what we're taught and it's a way to cope. It's a coping mechanism. Like there's so much to it, but I'm with you, Iggy. When someone comes up to me and they're blah, 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 blah in the story and in the drama, I will tell them, I'll simply tell them, I need you to stop. What is underneath that story? Like, what are the facts and how are you feeling right now? Because I can't hang with it. I cannot.
Right.
It's like me, it's like stepping on hot coals. I'm like, ow, 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 shush your pie hole right now. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do? You know, what's the other? I mean, the other person's not there to defend themselves. Also, so it's only your version of the story. So it's like, okay, well, I have to go by what you say, you know?
Yes.
I wish not to engage in this kind of conversation at this time.
Yeah. So you just gave us the perfect example of what came up during the reading of, you know, in the past, you know, I would run. Like I physically have run from conflict. I'm a freezer or a runner, not a fighter. But if I'm uncomfortable, I will just walk away from someone or freeze and dissociate. So what's happening is as we're expanding, as we have this deepening need for connection, there is, you know, it's not a like run or defense mechanism in a way. It's kind of like the vulnerability of facing it and saying like, you know, that's, and it's a practice. I'm not saying I'm really good at it. I totally blocked someone out today, already today. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoo, can't deal. But I'm stepping into it, you know, at times and saying, I'm really uncomfortable with this. And, you know, what can we do to bridge this gap? Jeez.
Oh. Right. I hear you. I didn't know if you wanted to take a caller, Don. I don't know if you're open for a one read. I wish I could get one in.
Yeah, let's get one in. Let's do one.
Okay, here we go. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
It's possible they're just listening, so I'll put them back on hold then. All right, cool. We tried.
Yeah, we did. It's weird. Where'd you go?
What are you doing?
Did you want to tell us when the next drum circle is? Because I feel like these are the most healing important event. Shakti Shakedown, drum circles, like it's spring. Mm-hmm. Let's throw out our events,
Maybe we can do a Shakti drum circle thing, kind of collaborate.
That would be awesome.
We can do something where I think that would be pretty cool.
I mean, I have that vision there.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything's possible in this world. But I think that'd be fun because, you know, you bring the dance element to the circle. I bring the beats to the circle. You know, we kind of work together. I think that would be just amazing time. Dancing does bring a big energy to a drum circle. People who are actually sharing and moving, and movement really helps the circle because then just the drummers feed off of it. It's just amazing. It's just symbiotic relationship.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm usually the dancer. I don't drum very often. I've tried it, and I'm like, all I want to do is move my body.
Oh, no. The drumming, it's, you know, through trance dancing, drumming is huge. You know, I mean, it's the drummer starts to actually watch the dancers, and then they kind of create the beats together. They kind of create this energy that's unspoken. And then what happens is, you know, that the drummers speed up, the dancers speed up, and when the dancers need to slow down, they slow down, and then the drummers slow down. It's kind of cool to watch.
It's pretty primal.
Yeah, very primal. Mm-hmm.
And your next is your next one April 12th?
April 11th at the All Life Center at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Full moon drumming.
People love full moon parties.
Yep, so we're going to be out. We're going to be outside, I believe. We're on the bonfire if it's not raining. So it should be fun for those of you who want to come and drum and dance and sing and scream or whatever you do. Just keep your
clothes
on. Oh,
my gosh, if you've never been to a drum circle, you got to come. You got to come. It is so fun. I mean, it's like it clears anything. You can be having the worst day and go to a drum circle and then leave like, oh. And so that's the 11th. And then April the 20th will be Shakti Shakedown. So possibly some drumming there. Definitely, I know the guy from Tangari is going to DJ. And then I wanted to give a shout out for Saturday the 29th. If you're in the San Francisco, Oakland area, I'm going to be doing a symbiotic class with her name is Cass Simone. She is the founder of Kali Holistic Healing. And we're going to do a workshop together out in San Francisco the 29th at 1 o'clock. So you can go on Facebook and just like the Kali Holistic Healing.
Awesome.
Welcome to, if you've been wanting to meet me, I'll be on the other side of the country. I know, I'm so excited.
That's pretty sweet. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. It is my dream to do traveling workshops. So far I got that one, and then I have one in New York and there's only a few tickets left to the Woman's Retreat in August from the Wild Women Project. I'll be teaching the same class.
Fantastic.
Lilith. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you should be.
Many ways. Yeah, it's going to be a good year.
Good.
Whew, good stuff.
I would say so.
Well, we didn't get a caller, so what I'd like to finish with, if I may, is a little, a mini reading for everyone with my own personal deck that I haven't used in months. I put it away. This is actually the first time I've done readings in a few weeks because I've been taking a break. So I'm just going to leave you guys with a message and then a poem. I actually picked out a poem that wanted to be read too. So the themes, this reading, I'm just going to bring you up the themes, which is more ancestor work. So shadow side ancestor work. You'll be working with, the general theme of ancestor work, at least what I've worked with so far, maybe something else will pop out or Iggy can add to it, is that, you know, one thing my guides have been very clear about is that the tears that my mother did not cry are left for me to cry, you know, and so therefore there is this, when it comes to ancestor lineage, you know, that we really are a part of them. And there's some stories of theirs that are passed down to us, you know. I mentioned dissociation earlier. I'll give you an example. That's a really big one in my female line. Like, we dissociate due to suffering and pain. And so the call for me, the ancestor healing, would be to become more present, right? To become more present even when uncomfortable, because now it's safe to be. But that could be different for you. You can get a hold of me or Iggy for ancestor healing if you need help facilitating that. For your health, affirmations, I recommend writing down a few of your biggest fears or storylines, things that are going on in your life, and then you can write your own personalized affirmations out. So, you know, the opposite of that. If you have a fear of, you know, becoming ill, you can write on a note card, my body is healthy, wealthy, and wise, something like that nature. And then in order to kind of, like I said, soak up some of this water element, because water is a little predominant. It just needs a little balancing, fire. So build a fire, light a candle on your altar, envision fire, whatever you can do to honor fire. So that is your reading. You can go back and listen to that anytime. That'll be for the entire month until next month. And we'll finish with a little poem from Sherry Rose Walker.
Okay.
She wrote it in 2015.
Perfect.
As above, so below, all we need to know is written in the stars, guiding and healing energies, inscribed on the face of the firmament in crystalline calligraphy. Studying the illuminated manuscript of sky, tasting the cold immensity of distance, we muse, measure, and meditate. We dream, reflect, and imagine, wondering if the lyrical light of the stars tells our story and brings us our heart's desires. Longing to know, we lift our faces to the night sky, listen for star song, seek moon blessings, pray for their gifts of light and prophecy. And that's called As Above, So Below.
Very good.
This hour just flew by.
Yeah, we had fun talking, just hanging out, like talk about things we like to talk about.
Yay, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everybody, for joining in. And Iggy, I will talk to you soon. Maybe we can do a collaboration for Shakti Shakedown, get some drumming in there, and everybody enjoy their day. I love that.
Right.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be your DJ of sorts.
Oh, that'd be fun. That would be fun. All right. Well, happy April.
Okay. Take care. And we'll talk
to you
soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Don Thompson, Don of the New Era. Dawn is on once a month on the first Wednesday of the month. So if we can tune into her again, and we'll be back on here with Uncommon Shaman on Friday at midnight, and then back on Monday with Insights Radio Anchor Show. And yeah, that's where we're at. So you guys take care. Have a great, great, great day. Talk to you soon.
Daily news airs what they want you to see.